Dictation for Norma Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, November 451. Address as a letter to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, 291-5348. Dear Christina, consultation, Mrs. Miller, abnormal progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with daughter, granddaughter, recent findings of a liver mass, Dr. Akat, AKKAD Oncology, doing a PET scan, and also in the near future a liver biopsy, concerns for primary cholangiocarcinoma. She has underlying COPD from smoking with chronic dyspnea. There has been recent pruritus with a lot of scratching and diffuse scars upper lower extremities, taking Norco for abdominal back pain, frequent nausea, vomiting, but no dysphagia. Recently started on Farxiga within the last 3 weeks because of chronic kidney disease. Denies urinary symptoms of cloudiness, blood infection, or decreased volume. There has been progressive weight loss from 167 to 147. Eating small meals, poor appetite. Frequent diarrhea at least 2 times a week, alternating with constipation. Prior diagnosis, irritable bowel syndrome, no bleeding. Denies nocturia. She was a prior nurse aide at Lakeview Hospital that already has closed. There has been new edema on the left lower extremity without any pain or trauma. She's trying to be physically active and denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine. No purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph. The past medical history. Question prior heart attack, but no procedures were done. She denies diabetes, denies hypertension, no history of the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures, no prior history of hepatitis, anemia, blood transfusion. Denies recurring urinary tract infection, blood protein in the urine or stones. Surgeries including hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for a premalignant condition, tonsils, adenoids. Next paragraph, no allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, doxycycline, Norco, Sofrant, albuterol, Farxiga, Breztri, B-R-E-Z-T-R-I inhaler, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. She started smoking age 20, one pack per day, discontinued 12 years ago. Alcohol as a young person for a few years, discontinued. No, next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. She has 2 daughters, one son without kidney problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right. ...144.72 on the left, looks chronically ill but no respiratory distress, looks anxious, some degree of exophthalmos, small symmetrical pupils, cataracts, normal eye movements, she's pleasant, friendly, non-focal, no gross palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, or JBD. There are COPD abnormalities, but no localized rhalwisis or pleural effusion. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Some tenderness of the right upper quadrant. No gross distension, bruise, ascites, peritoneal signs. The left leg is larger than the right. At the same time, there is no calf tenderness, no palpable cords, no cellulitis, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries, creatinine over the years has progressively risen. 2007, 1.4, 2010, 1.5, 2020, 1.42. No blood test was done or doctors until recently. And the creatinine, 2.8. And recheck 2.4, representing a GFR 21 stage 4. Most recent anemia, 11.8. High white blood cell platelets. Normal glucose. Low sodium, 135. High potassium, 5.6. Normal acid base. Low albumin. Normal calcium. Elevated alkaline phosphatase. Normal bilirubin transaminases, normal ferritin iron saturation, normal B12 folic acid, no phosphorus was done. There has been anemia around 12.4. I don't see urine sample. August 9 this year, creatinine was 1.93. Next paragraph. A recent MRI of the abdomen with contrast. A mass on the left lobe of the liver, which is 9.2 by 9.9. Few diffuse hepatic lesions, probably metastasis. No bile obstruction. Normal pancreas, normal spleen, right-sided adrenal adenoma, left kidney appears atrophic. I found a kidney ultrasound 2010. Both kidneys were already small, around 8-7 centimeters, worse on the left-sided. No obstruction, a simple cyst on the right-sided. Some lymph node enlargement around the stomach and liver. Next paragraph. There is also a recent CT scan back in August. This was with contrast. The liver mass as indicated above. Next paragraph. I repeat chemistries today. kidney function improving, creatinine 1.84, normal sodium, high potassium, normal acid base, now normal nutrition, calcium, normal phosphorus, GFR 29, anemia around 11, normal white blood cell platelet, no protein in the urine with a ratio less than 0.2, urine analysis trace of protein negative for blood, 2 to 3 white blood cells, PTH pending. Recently, alpha fetoprotein not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute on chronic renal failure. Some changes over the last month or two. At that time, there was significant nausea, vomiting, and poor oral intake, and that already is improving. She has bilateral small kidneys, which is a long-standing problem without obstruction or urinary retention. No activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. No symptoms of uremia and no indication for dialysis. The high potassium, she needs to follow a low potassium diet. No need for phosphorus binders. We will monitor chemistry on a monthly basis. For new onset, left-sided, large leg comparing to the right, we did a STAT ultrasound locally, and they already called me being negative. Official report not available. She needs to complete workup for that liver mass, upcoming PET scan, as well as a potential liver biopsy. She has COPD abnormalities, but she already is not smoking anymore. Recently started on Farxiga and monitor for side effects, including infection in the urine, bacterial or yeast. She does have some degree of exophthalmos. You might consider checking some pilot studies down the road. Prior one available is from 2010. At that time, it was normal. All questions answered. Understandable, she was very anxious. We will follow over time, end of dictation.